88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sandhills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to from the weekend that was in college football, NFL, other sports. Gentlemen,
sports.
How are you today, gentlemen?
Great. Great.
As good as you can be?
I'm fine. Fins up.
No. Hey, they played fine. I'm not going to sit here and lament yesterday by the Dolphins. They played fine.
I'm not making fun of you either. I'm not.
Why do you have the fin up on your head?
It'd be nice if you'd be a real fan, Jake. Because, Jake, I will not go watch this at Brewski's.
I was called out by Bill.
Yeah, I go, get going. Go be a normal fan like you've always do. You enjoy that, Jake. That's something. And now since there's something like the things are a little awry, all of a sudden Jake's not partaking.
Well, yes. Here's the deal. I mean, we'll get to Nebraska in a second.
Let's talk it out.
I just witnessed Nebraska fall to a 2-5 team. My team itself was also 2-5 entering yesterday, which I guess you could say, hey, it's
just
their time to win.
Should just be the opposite, Jake.
However, the Dolphins haven't beat the Bills since like 1937, it feels like at this point, and that streak continues. They can't beat Buffalo. A 61-yard field goal beats the Dolphins yesterday, and they played incredible football. They played good. I'm not sitting here saying, well, they blew this, they blew that. The defense made a couple mistakes, but the offense played, besides one fumble that was by Raheem Mostert, the running back, they played incredible football. Tua was 25 for 28.
Saw that.
He had two touchdowns, took only one sack, no fumbles, played well. They ran the ball well. They had the recipe to beat the Bills, and they didn't beat the Bills. Because, of course, the kicker who misses every kick known to man, he missed an extra point in that game.
Really?
Tyler Bass kicks a 61-yard field goal down the pipe. Right down the pipe to win the game. And he missed an extra point earlier in the ball.
Isn't that odd?
Football. That is football.
Yeah, it's odd. Well, there you go. The future look a little brighter for you?
It does. Well, they're 2-6, but sure.
I feel good about it, Jake.
They'll win some games.
They'll probably put themselves in a spot where they have a middle draft pick, miss the playoffs, and then screw themselves out of a really good player, top 10 player.
Don't you think the GM will make some good decisions?
Oh, yeah. If Chris Greer's around, then we'll be just, once again, 4-13 next year. We'll make some bad contract extensions to guys that are old and injured, and we'll just do it again for the next 30 years. When I'm 60, maybe we'll be competitive sometime.
Lee Sterling was at the game. We'll have to get his feedback.
He was there.
Was he there?
He was at the game. Lee was at the game.
He was there.
Yes.
We did. We chatted after the game.
Was that game in? Where was it?
Did you guys?
Lee was trying to tamper again during the Husker game. By the way, I have texts of approval saying he needs to come to Miami, Raiola, on my phone. I said, Lee, I can't talk about this right now. We cannot talk about tampering with Raiola at this point. Come on, Lee.
Mitchell, here's your
Give
phone.
Me some space here. Dolphins lose 30-27.
30-27.
That's my Sunday for you.
Cowboys lost.
That's a beautiful thing. To the Falcons.
Five losses for the Cowboys.
They don't look good. And Dak got hurt late in that game, too.
Cooper Rush came in and played pretty well, from what I heard on the radio.
I mean, well enough. They still didn't win.
Jerry was happy with him. Who flexed? The Lions flexed yesterday.
Yep.
Big
Lions
time.
Beat the Packers 24-6, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, it was 24-6, driving rain storm.
24-14, late touchdown.
Oh, they get a late touchdown?
Yeah,
okay.
It didn't matter. 24-14.
We're an NFL station.
We are.
And then tonight, it's Mahomes versus the Bucks.
Your boy?
Baker. I'm giving Baker props these days.
Oh, I love Baker. They're beat up right now at receiver.
I think Evans.
The Bucks?
I think Evans and Godwin are both out tonight. At least they're both playing very hurt. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, they were both banged up last game, did not play against the
Evans
Falcons.
And Godwin are hurt, so yeah. Chiefs are going to stay undefeated. Is there anybody else undefeated?
No.
Ooh,
Chiefs are going to have a playoff bid here in about a week. About half midseason locked into the playoffs.
Well, I think the Bills will have decided to clinch the AFC East by next week at this point. They're 7-2. The next best team is 3-6.
Wow.
That's the Jets.
Wow. Yeah.
Miami 2-6, Patriots 2-7.
Are you guys going to watch the game tonight? I got to go to the hoops game, by the way.
Well, you're going to that?
I have to. I got to write. Yeah, I'm going.
Where's Rob at?
No, he's there, but I don't. You guys don't remember last year. I don't expect you to remember this stuff. I had to write the gamers every game. So like the last 7 or 8 games.
I was invited to go. I have not decided if I'm going or not.
I'll report to you.
Because I don't have BTN Plus. I can't watch. I'm not going to pay whatever it is per month to watch BTN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like ESPN Plus. If it's on BTN Plus, it's not much of a game. It really is.
Well, I don't even know.
Yeah,
I
think it's not much of a game. If
Jake, who's it?
When you're on the Plus.
Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah, you got it. Rio Grande Valley. Exactly. That's what they're playing today.
The Plus, the BTN Plus, are you saying that that if they're on BTN Plus, it's not?
No.
It's kind of a
They're playing UT Rio Grande tonight at 7 p.m. at PBA.
UT Rio Grande.
Should be a good game.
Okay. 7 p.m.
7 p.m. If you have BTN Plus, it's on that. Otherwise, go to the game or listen to the radio to that game.
There you go.
Nebraska, UT Rio Grande.
It's just a season opener.
It is. This actually counts. Not exhibition. This counts
Those
tonight.
Count.
This one counts. This one counts.
Fred will unveil his, largely new roster.
Right.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
The new roster. That's interesting.
You will know two names, okay? You'll know two names from last year. Jawan Gary and Bryce Williams. That's it.
Hoiberg's not playing this year?
Sorry.
Ooh,
my bad.
Ooh.
Take that back. Three names.
Good
Sam
call.
Hoiberg. Excuse me.
Good
Sam
call.
Hoiberg.
Good call.
Thank you, Bill. That's correct. Hoiberg is playing this year.
So you're dialed in.
You will know three names then. Otherwise, it's a bunch of new guys. And Aaron Ulis was on the roster last year, but he could not play with the situation.
That's right.
But he is.
So Ulis is probably the backup.
If you remember
point
that
guard.
Name, who did not play, he was on the roster, but he is playing now.
Backup point guard, probably.
To Raleigh Worcester from Utah.
Right. You saw them play, right?
I like Raleigh. I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
I think they have some point guards this year.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah.
They haven't had that many new players. I would tend to say be patient. It takes a while for teams to come together.
Yeah.
It takes a while for it's just not plug and play all the time.
Unless it's Cignetti.
Yeah. Yes. Google me.
Google my ass.
Right.
Google me.
Unless you're good call. Unless you're Kurt Cignetti, it does take a while to gel.
Yeah.
Anything else for idle chit chat for you guys before we dive into the disaster that happened in Lincoln on Saturday?
Not too much. I'm good.
Oh, not really. I walked to the game with Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
I fought the chili bad. I had a chili issue, but Ben, I don't know if you eat the chili. Yeah, good call on that. It was.
No, I don't want to know.
No, you don't.
So you walked, or you left the station, you walked with Ben. Was there comments made in route to the stadium?
I don't know that there was anything that stood out for radio.
But that was a mentor and his protege.
Stop with the mentor protege.
Yes, that's what it was.
No, I just we We just walked to the game.
Did anyone say anything to you?
I told Ben, my hat gets pulled down really low, and I said, keep a low profile. We'll get there.
Yeah. And how many words did he say compared to you? I assume he had about 75% of the conversation on
Ben,
the way over.
What would you say, Ben? I'd say so.
Ben gets pretty wound up. I tell you one thing. Once you start him, once you hit the on button.
Just wind him up.
It goes.
Yeah. Now, Jake and guys, a lot of it was because I was asking him questions.
What about at halftime? Ben said you guys met at halftime.
We did. We conversed about the quarterback situation a little bit.
Talked to him. Ben got his grades out.
I got to read those.
Yeah, Ben's got his grades out.
He gave special teams a B+.
He also read an incredible... complete article that was pretty good too. Really good. Not pretty good. Really good.
Helped him out through the whole process.
He wrote an article?
Yes, he has a complete article.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. It's very good. I thought
Ben's a very gifted writer.
I thought the punctuation was incredible. Yes.
He's a gifted writer.
There was no run on sentences.
They're teaching well at UNL.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
Takeaways.
Danny Nebraskan.
Okay, UNL. So you did a report card and takeaway. Okay, now. Yeah. Okay.
Now we're a whole different level.
Exactly.
He's doing now. He's
working hard over there.
Well, obviously the Daily Nebraskan editors trust him already at a high level.
High level.
If he's doing report card and takeaways, that's what everybody reads.
Yeah.
He's like, duh. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he's proud of himself. That's what
did
everybody.
Did you do takeaways at Columbus Lakeview? You did not.
He just called the games. He was just
called
the
games. That's
PA.
Right. That'd be too hard. Probably to
do that.
To be the voice.
That'd
of
be really impressive, honestly.
If he did everything.
Probably could do that.
Announcing the plays and also, getting your grades out there.
Imagine Lyle Bremser at the end of the game doing grades quick.
Before you guys leave, here's my grades of the game.
Seems like that a lot is, to ask.
That's Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, paintless dent repair, and more. RenewYourAuto.com. Let's dive into what was a disaster at Memorial Stadium. Nebraska entered as a 7-point favorite on Saturday against UCLA, who entered at 2-5. Again, they had a bye week before that and a win against Rutgers prior. So they had some momentum coming in. But Nebraska, I thought, you guys can agree, just if you want, came out flat in this ball game. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they took the ball right away, and they converted on 6 of their first 7 third downs.
That's a lot.
UCLA
they just wasn't it a 14 play drive? Is it 14 plays for the?
Yes,
for
the, 14 play
drive. Long
drive. Yeah, 8 minutes.
For Nebraska to win, it's only a field goal. 14 plays, 68 yards, 8 minutes results in a field goal. So that's a win for the defense getting off the field with just that. But then Nebraska goes 3-and-out on offense. And UCLA eventually takes a 10-0 lead, makes it, because 10-7, 13-7 at halftime, and then second half happened, and Nebraska falls 27-20 despite a comeback effort when trailing by 20 at 27-7 in the second half. It was a disaster Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I credit UCLA. They took the ball, won the toss, took the ball. They clearly, my guess is they had a great plan and were very confident in their plan. And I think that resonated with the players, it looked like it, because they got a jump on Nebraska. They threw, they put Nebraska on its heels on both sides of the ball, really. Nebraska's offense was on its heels and its defense was on its heels. As you said, at halftime, it was a 5 of 6. They were 5 for 6 on third down.
Nebraska overall was good.
They're 1 for 5 on third down.
And overall, they finished very, their numbers look pretty good on third
down. They had a decent second half, third down, Nebraska did.
Yeah, on third down, it ended up looking okay. Yeah, it ended up looking strangely okay. In the first half, though, it was 1 for 5 on third down, and UCLA was 6 for 10. God, is that right? The total yards at halftime was 248 to 86?
Yes.
Yeah, 248 to 80. Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is a team in UCLA that we knew entering the game did not run the football well.
That's the note I wrote down, which was shocking. Was what was talked about, Steve, like at halftime was, or whenever during the game or after the game, was that they were the worst rushing offense in the country.
Well, they averaged 64.7 yards per game. And it was 133rd, so there's it's either last or second to
second
last.
To last.
Yeah. Well, in this game, they had 30 carries for 139 yards, including a 57-yard scamper by quarterback Ethan Garbers on a third down, right up the middle.
It was a scamper.
Yeah. It was a
third and nine. It was a third and nine. Nebraska couldn't get off the field on third down, and he rolls 37. I don't know.
57 yards.
I don't know. They didn't do a good job of containing him, obviously. He was trouble. Bill always talks about quarterbacks. He can throw it, but he also can run it. Both pretty well.
Yeah. And when you're looking for, like, what do you want in, when you do your percentages, it's like, hey, the accuracy of throwing the ball rules. You want that first, and then the ability to run second. If it's like, hey, I am a runner, runner, and yet I can still throw it, okay, that won't work. That won't work. You have to be able to throw it first, but the ability to also run it is threatening. There was one time they showed a stat. I rewatched the game last night because I'd missed some of the first half. So I wanted to rewatch the game last night, and Jake helped me with that. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
But there was a time in the last, like, six quarters, he was, like, 46 for 56 in the last six quarters.
Yeah, he's dealing right now.
Yeah, that was – I mean, he had some good passes. He missed a couple that would have been big for him, but he played very well.
Yeah, he's dealing right now. He's pretty good.
Ethan Garber's stats passing 17 for 25, no picks, two touchdowns along a 48 yards, two sacks. So, very good. And, again, the – 57-yard run, he was six carries for 56 yards overall. He played very well.
Yeah, and I'd say the plan was good. I'd say Bieniemy was on his screws. He. It seemed like he had Nebraska on their heels.
He did a nice job. They had a very good plan. And
Bieniemy, Eric. Remember Eric Bieniemy?
The extra 2 weeks. Yes, I have brought him up previously on the show. that was one of my Bill Shrill's.
Remember him as that Colorado running back?
Yes. They did a very good job. And also, by the letter of the law, probably unsportsmanlike conducts. I really didn't see him. I'll be honest with you. Like, Nebraska got got a break on
three of those drives. They scored touchdowns.
Yeah, all three of them. The one on the goal line when they talked about that, he was like, it wasn't like he ripped someone off the pile like when there's a fumble. You can't run up and start ripping people off the pile. That really wasn't what happened. So that worked out well. Like I said, letter of the – I'm sure the officials can say, yes, this is what it is. But, boy, there's a lot of those things. Those were a little bit a little bit on edge.
Let's look at the first part of the game again. We mentioned UCLA goes 14 plays, 68 yards, 8 minutes, field goal. Nebraska goes 3-and-out. Then they go – UCLA goes 11 plays, 85 yards, touchdown in 6:37. Nebraska goes – 3-and-out, but it's aided, like you mentioned, by a conduct penalty. They just go and score that drive, so it's 10-7. But they were that not being called away from 2 3-and-outs and a 10-0 deficit in this game.
Yeah, because UCLA would have gotten the ball in pretty good field position.
Right. They would have gotten it at
about the 30.
Yeah.
Somewhere about the 30-yard line, up 10-0, and kind of in a little bit of a groove.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was a big swing of a play. It also was extremely dumb by the UCLA player. Just for some reason, everybody now has to have some sort of a show, I guess. And that's all they had to do. All you had to do was just jog off the field. So, in that matter, I would still be – I'd be livid if I was the head coach.
Deshaun Foster.
I would be livid because there was no reason for it.
God, Deshaun Foster.
UCLA responded after the touchdown with a 7-play, 67-yard drive. It ends up in a 26-yard field goal. So, it's 13-7 at halftime. And then you're thinking, all right, that was a terrible first half. We're only down by 6, and we get the ball. Deep breath.
Deep breath.
We're fine. First play of the second half, pick 6, 20-7. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That was a...
Didn't see the linebacker.
Remarkably athletic play that he made when he hurdled Raiola. And stayed in bounds.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was literally a quarter of an inch from the sideline. It was a remarkable athletic play by that linebacker. Because... Like anything else, if you get him on the ground at the 10 or he goes down or steps out of bounds, Nebraska still has a chance easily to not let him in. And so that was a big play for him to get all the way in UCLA.
Kane Medrano had that pick 6. Mm-hmm. That's who it was. He had 6 tackles also in the game for UCLA. Yeah. But that was a backbreaker. You're thinking about, okay, can we go down, get a field goal? Maybe they take lead with a touchdown? No. The first play. It sucks whenever it happens, but the first play of the half is just absolutely crippling. Now, again, I'm not a coach. I'm not a player. But in the fan, when you're in the stands, oh, God, that takes you out of the game right away. Yeah. Which is
the announcer talked about that last night. The announcer talked about that on air, just about how it just took the wind out of the stadium. He said it was just, you could hear a pin drop. He said it was just dead silent in the stadium after that game.
Yeah, it was. You can hear the plane flying overhead. That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Any sort of weird sounds you can hear pretty clearly. So I guess the question would be 402-464-5685.
Testers.
Where do we go from here? We know this. I'll bring it up again. It's terrible, but Nebraska now, since 2017 in November, is 5-23. To make it more recent, since 2019.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
They're 3-18 in the month of November. Last year, you didn't have a tough November schedule. You played Maryland. It wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. Michigan State was bad last year. Wisconsin was bad last year. And Iowa was a 10-win team. They had no quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you lost them at home in Lincoln. This year, UCLA was 2-5. You got a bye week. USC is 4-5. You go to them next in 2 weeks. Then Wisconsin at home is not good. Got murdered by Iowa Saturday. And then Iowa has a pulse with the run game. So you better get that sixth win before that one in Iowa City. And of course, all the fan base is freaking out. They have the right to freak out. You're 5-4. You haven't won a game in November since 2022.
Well, I still go back to, like I said, every team is different. And so I always just go by, in my opinion, it's one loss in November. Because every team is completely different. I understand the long look of that. And I know, so last year was 0-4, so the current staff is 0-5, but I see it more as an 0-1. It's a different team. It's a different player, different players. So I look at it as a one loss November right now.
Bo Pelini's record in November, you pointed out in a tweet.
This got a lot of
say that. What is it, Steve?
20-8. Did it get a lot of criticism?
Well, I don't know why. I was putting out a stat. It wasn't me longing for Bo. I was putting out a stat about, hey, this when Nebraska used to make bowl games, this is how they did in November. Mm-hmm. 20-8. Was Bo Pelini's. Ever since then, what's the stat?
9-26. 9-26.
So, 2015 and beyond, they are 9-26 in this very critical month of the season. That is horrible. There's no way around that.
And what's
absolutely
Iowa?
Horrible.
What's Iowa since
2019? Iowa, with their win against Wisconsin, is now 20-1
in November.
In 2019. Yeah. In November since 2019.
Right. Iowa, big flex. I mean, they ran for 329. Yeah. They ran for 329 against Wisconsin.
I think you hit a Wisconsin team that it was just, like I said, that you lost a game twice. Penn State beat them twice.
Yep.
And Wisconsin looked horrific.
They did.
I mean, it looked like they would not win a game. Just remember the conversation of, it was like, is there a chance? The preseason conversation by all the media was, could be 7-0, could be 0-5. Well, pretty easily could have been 6-1 with the Illinois beating Illinois. Could easily been a 6-1. Indiana would have been tough. What you're seeing from Indiana now to win the game, that would have been tough.
What an eye-opener.
But can you imagine at the time, preseason, to think, well, what if you're going to play a 2-5, which now is 3-5, a 2-5 UCLA, then you're going to play a 4-5 USC. Did anybody see that coming at all? None. I mean, this will be the worst USC team in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
And they'll never be this bad again. And so this is a great opportunity.
They're 4-5. Yeah,
they're 4-5.
2-4 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're 4-5. And then after that, you play a Wisconsin team, not good.
Brr.
And an Iowa team, pretty solid.
Flexing.
Pretty solid.
They got six.
Yeah, pretty solid.
They got six. Caleb Johnson.
He's
Caleb
good.
Johnson,
he's
number
really
two in the country in rushing.
Behind Genty.
Yeah.
He's really good.
They've got like three games. Was it three of their last five? They scored 40? 40, yeah, 40 or more?
They're rolling.
They scored over 40 against Washington.
They did.
Washington defensive stats are really good. Mm-hmm. Their stats are really good. Mm. And that running back they have for I'm going to Washington kick, but that they're a pretty solid team.
Washington's got good. He got over 100 against USC.
Yeah, he's really
Jonah
good.
Coleman.
He's really
Jonah
good.
Coleman. Got 104.
I watched a lot of that.
USC had several chances to win that game.
He got 104. Yeah. Woody Marks can run it too. Although stopped him at the goal line.
That's 19 straight home wins for Washington.
It
by
is
the way.
19
it
straight.
The hell of a stat.
Yeah, it is.
It's awesome.
I don't care who's coaching. 19 straight. Well, you know,
That's good.
19 straight home games.
Think about the teams they play.
And think about they lost. I think they had one or two starters back. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
One or two starters back.
Jed Fish. Jed Fish.
But you wouldn't have thought of it going into it. Can you imagine thinking about that? Like if someone said, well, I'm going to tell you about the first scores. But the last four games, let's talk about what UCLA, USC, Wisconsin, and Iowa look mm-hmm. like. You'd be pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be pretty excited. Yeah.
Except for Iowa. Yeah. Iowa looks like they're flexing to me.
Iowa's doing good.
They changed their quarterback probably too late. Probably should have done that earlier.
If you're going to beat Iowa, you have to win a game before then. Like, they're not going to go to Iowa City at 5-6 and win that game. It's just not going to happen.
Night game.
Is
it a night game?
I'm not saying no way, but very little way. You got to beat either USC or Wisconsin. You
100.
Have to.
100.
They're not winning that game at 5-6.
You wouldn't think so.
And if that's the case, 5-1? Started off the season.
Right.
Your one loss was in overtime at home to a solid, not a great team, a solid Illinois team. Yeah, and you were 5-1.
It's a rugged conversation.
Now you never look.
You need to win a game, one game, so badly this month.
Yes.
Also, like I said,
my God.
Which also stands out.
OMG.
It's not three time zones, but UCLA coming, two time zones.
Oh, yeah.
2-5.
Impressive.
I mean, honestly, it was.
They were impressive.
They were super impressive what they got done.
They come in here with suits on. Yeah. They all wear gray suits. I think it's gray. Yeah. Kind of grayish. It's very impressive what Foster did to me to come in here like that.
Yeah. They're one game away right now, even though their record was horrific, of not being that bad. Simply, if they would have beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because they had chances at home to beat Minnesota.
I mean, they lost to Indiana, Penn State, and Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean,
all very good
teams. If Nebraska had that schedule, they wouldn't be over 500. Yeah. Okay. They would.
It'd be hard.
UCLA.
They played those teams tough besides Indiana. They got beat badly 42-13 by then.
How about
just go
that?
Back, just go back and look at what Wisconsin's schedule, where teams would be if you played their schedule.
Right.
And they're non-conference. They had Alabama.
Right.
Non-conference was Alabama. See, right. Alabama's not as good, but easy.
That's the problem. Nebraska's schedule before the season and during it has appeared to be gettable. And it was last year.
Yeah.
You're not playing Oregon. Yeah, no. You played Ohio State and you played them tough. Good job. It's more than that.
I totally agree.
Yeah, you didn't
That's ca- one. That's
you didn't
one
catch
game.
The heaters. You didn't catch Penn State. You didn't catch Oregon. You didn't catch. Nope.
Nope. So there you go. Indiana's flex was amazing, too.
Indiana.
Easy.
Sorry.
It's okay. You wouldn't have known that.
Indiana won, but we'll tell you what happened in that game in Bills Thrills. But this is terrible. I mean, there's no way around it.
No, it's.
I saw some guy yesterday say, hey, thank you for your show because it's therapy. I said, we need therapy also. Like, we're therapy for you. I need some therapy in here at this point.
Jake really needs therapy.
Anybody want to give me some therapy?
There's a chance for me and Steve to survive the day.
I think I will.
We're going to survive the day. There's a chance of that. It's going to survive the day. But Jake, not so much. And Ben, I don't know over there.
He's fine.
Ben's fine. Yeah, Ben's fine. He's got some concerns. Yeah. Don't you, Ben? He's got some concerns. He let us know that. And the group text.
He's not as emotional.
I didn't care if they won this game 3-2 with 10 turnovers and it looked horrible. They had to win this game.
Yeah.
Going into the bye week, hey, you're 6-3. Let's go. It's monkey off the back. Now you got to think about this for 2 weeks. Okay, we're 5-4. And you're right. Not all these guys were here last year and have not been a part of this bowl this week, but a lot of guys have.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have been here.
There's not a lot when you look at it, Steve, what's your take on this? There's not a lot of things different you're going to do. I don't see a, like, well, let's play this guy more. Or let's do this more. Let's do this different.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it would be where you say this would be a little bit different with what they're going to do.
One thing they did different is they didn't throw any screen passes on
Not a single one.
Yeah. Which was, well, somebody pointed out to me that they might have thrown a couple to Fedoni. I don't know if those would qualify as screen passes or not, but they didn't throw any screen passes to the running backs, which I get it. They weren't working, and they came under criticism for doing it. I hope it wasn't like an obstinate move just to say we won't throw any. I hope it's not that. But they didn't throw any. As far as what they can do, can they get somebody going that hasn't been going? I don't see it.
Well, your quarterback is struggling.
The number was, and Dylan Riley. I read it somewhere. This is not my number, but was it correct that Nebraska was 47% in pass completion for the team?
That is correct.
Combination.
16 for 34. Yeah, 47%.
And they were the worst pass defense in the country.
Right.
I think they were dead last pass defense, and they were dead last on third down. Defense, I believe.
Yeah, they had a real struggle. Yeah.
Is that right, Ben?
I think so.
So that's probably the number that stands out.
Again, Nebraska converted well in the second half on third down, not in the first half. When they were making their comeback, they were good on third down. But Raiola was 14 for 27 with the pick. He got sacked three times. He had one touchdown. The pass, the 40-yard pass was nice, just over the hands of the defenders. A good catch there by Barney. But beyond that, it just doesn't look right. Right now, I don't know how to explain it. What he's doing, he just doesn't look like he's with it at this point.
Looks a little lost in the offense right now. His decision making, he's not making it.
Everything's slow.
They're not as quick as the decisions aren't as quick. Now I think a lot of it is what defenses have figured out.
They were definitely a pressure team. Coming in the first half. I mean, UCLA came after them.
They did in the first half.
Not as much in the second half.
Right.
Not as much in the second half. And the defense for UCLA, really got gassed.
Did they?
They were completely out of steam at the end. UCLA, did not control the ball in the fourth. I mean, I don't think they got a first down in the fourth quarter.
No, Nebraska controlled the ball in the second half.
And so that was a good thing. But they got extremely gassed. And then the last interception was one of those crazy ones. I had no idea. Also, they signaled UCLA ball, and I was like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible bounce play off of the leg and all the things. But it was a legit interception.
UCLA in the third and the fourth quarter, again, in the comeback for Nebraska, they went three and out twice, and then they kneeled to end the game. So they gave you a chance with short drives, three and out, a minute 33, minute 50, minute 35. Gave Nebraska a chance with Harburg in the game. And by the way, Harburg's stats weren't good, but he had a couple drops that hurt him too. He was two for seven.
Banks had
two drops that should have been
Banks was
first
a
downs.
Tougher one. Fedoni's that one right before the two minute was an interesting one. That not only interesting, but it was interesting that I thought if they could Nebraska could just let the clock run down one more second and then just go to 2 minute warning at 2nd and 10, and build a get together and figure out what we want to do from this point in time on.
The Bruins blitzed on 12 of 39 dropbacks, but a lot of that was in the first half and it rattled them. They were coming in waves. It was impressive to me.
I don't know the last time that Dylan has looked comfortable at quarterback. We talked about into September how, hey, this guy is too good to have a freshman wall. He was good his first three games. And, against Colorado, the first half, great. Second half was quiet, but it was, again, a blowout, 28-0, 28-10 final score. He hasn't looked comfortable to me in weeks. And that's partially Big Ten defenses are tough. Conference schedule's tough. It's getting late in the year. He's banged up.
Well, and a lot of it, still, you got to keep in mind the one big factor is that the guys aren't running open very often. They don't get off of, we've talked about it ad nauseum now. They don't the receivers don't get off man pressure very well. So there's not a lot of open receivers. It's just they're in a bind. They're in a bind.
Big bind.
They don't run the ball that well. I mean, they were 102nd nationally coming in. I mean, what I said all off season was to take pressure off Dylan, they better get that running back running game going. That's the one good way to take pressure off a quarterback. And then they haven't done it.
No.
They've just been okay. They got, if they get a 14-yard run, it's pretty big news. All right? It is.
Oh, 14. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Boom. They got 14 on that. They had two runs over 10 yards in this game. So
no, that's a good rush defense. Yeah, UCLA.
There was a the rotation.
It is a good rush defense.
What, 13th?
Yeah,
in
they
the country,
were 13th.
Right?
They were legit.
They're solid.
Yeah,
obviously, you're very fresh because the one thing I picked up from watching the game again last night was that the rotation was there was a lot of rotation at running back. I mean, all of a sudden, Emmitson. All of a sudden, Dowd Ellison.
Yep.
Now,
Ramirez.
Now we're back to Ramir.
Yep.
And, 100. I mean, Ramir had the most yards per carry and had the least carries,
yeah,
right?
He had three carries for 27 yards, at nine per carry.
He only played nine snaps. Yeah. Dowdell played 37. Yeah. Emmitt played 28. Right. That's the snap count. So, yeah, they roll those guys in and out. Mm-hmm. Dowdell looks by far the best to me, and Dowdell's really tough inside the five, which... brings me to the when they got, I mean,
Nebraska got inside the 10 twice in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, I mean, to start the fourth quarter, you know, they're down 27-14 and they need seven, mm-hmm. and they came out with nothing. That and that's the one, you know, I don't go too far into double second guessing play calling is low hanging fruit to me, always has been, but. There was that throw they made on second and goal at the five. When you throw that, which if you listen to me at all, I always say it. I hate the corner route to the. I mean, it's just a
low fade route.
Oh God, the low percentage throw. Yeah. So you throw that on second and five. Now you're in trouble.
Were they going for the PI play there in that one?
Probably.
It looked like they're going for PI, and they could have called PI. But I'm glad they did though in that situation.
Corner route on second and five, then third and goal on the five. They bring heat, of course,
right.
And now you're in a bind. You know, Nebraska calls a timeout. I don't know what they're going for in fourth down, but Dylan rolled to his
not good.
Dylan rolled to his left, and there was a wave of defenders and nothing.
Got sacked for loss.
And he
of
got
10.
Blanked there. I mean that kills you. Yep. I mean it's not the game's not over. But all that stuff that happened preceding Nebraska's last-ditch effort adds up. I mean, you're in that bind late because of all the things that happened to you in the first half and early in the third quarter, and then you can't get in. You can't get in.
Then you got to play perfect football.
You can't be down to play.
Exactly.
You got to play perfect football at that point in time.
You can't be down 20 and expect to win the football game.
No, 27-20. Oh, and that's when that's when people filed for the exits. They're filing.
Jake, I left.
Jake,
I went to go watch the game somewhere else.
Bill, what? You can understand.
I went and watched at Blur parties. I was still watching the game. I watched the whole game. I tracked down my phone where I left the stadium.
React, come on.
It was cold. Jake, that was horrible. It's fine. Hey, I've been.
You filed. You went to the exit.
I was.
They were going away, Bill. They were going away.
Well, I took late in the game. Outside. They had kind of an over, like kind of a top view of the stadium. And I would say it was down 30,000 people.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
I think it was probably down 30,000 people.
There were waves of people.
You should have seen the outside of the stadium when I left. It was like the game was over.
Waves.
Tons of people out there.
Yeah, that was early in the third quarter.
That was, they scored
27 to 20.
About 8 minutes to go in the third.
With 8:21 to go in the third quarter. Yeah.
And that TD it illustrates what Rhule always talks about. Look at what UCLA did there after that pick. 25 somehow got through a pack of tacklers and got 18.
Yeah.
The running back. Somehow, I don't know how he got through it.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Bam, 48-yard pass. Garbers hit number three. Yeah. And Nebraska never gets it. They never have a guy running wide open like that.
No.
You know?
Never.
Just sprinting downfield. And he catches it. He has it in one hand. He looks like Randy Moss. And he just gallops into the end zone. It's like Nebraska never scores that easily.
Nope.
It's a chore. It's like they get into how many places they have inside the red zone, like the deep red zone, like 21.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It takes them so much energy to get in the end zone.
It would have been an interesting call if they don't get the unsportsmanlike. It was going to be a fourth and one or fourth and two instead of a first down. I mean,
that's right.
I mean the. Who knows what happens? Obviously, they have a chance to score, but what if they wouldn't have scored on that one? You don't know what's going to happen, but it was going to be an interesting play call. An interesting play call when that happened, because also Harburg was in the game at that time.
Yeah.
And so not that, that's a negative. Actually, down there, it's probably a positive. But it would have been interesting to see what that play call, what would have happened in that at that time.
We will get back to this game in the 7 o'clock hour. Before we get to break, though, I know that you're starving on a Monday morning, Sip.
I am.
I'm pretty hungry. Bill's probably hungry.
I'd love to go to the Bird.
Let's go to the Bird. Early Bird, 19th and K. Free parking.
Signal.
Tons of free parking. And, of course, yeah. They have a variety of pancakes, blueberry, cinnamon roll pancakes.
Cinnamon roll.
Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered, all right. And
gravy, bonus gravy.
Well, we're all sad. We can all use the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Get there today, 19th and Kennedy. That wasn't bad.
That was booming.
I'm telling you right now, you want to get yourself picked up a little bit and get yourself ready for a win against USC?
Get a hash hole. Talk to Jamie.
Yeah, talk to Jamie. He'll be in the corner. Drink
he'll
an orange juice.
Dissect the game for
he'll
you.
Dissect the game for you. Talk to you about from
Think
a player
about how smart he is.
From a player standpoint, he can talk himself through those things.
Think about how
on.
Smart he is.
Yes.
Quarterbacks and middle linebackers.
Imagine being that smart like that. He has an incredible medical sales. Oh, by the way, I'm also the number one restaurant owner in the state.
He's a restaurateur.
In the state. That's pretty impressive. That all, by the
He's
way,
doing well.
Also, all the way, leading tackler here at Nebraska, and then I can also dissect what was going on.
Think about how
talented.
Smart he is.
Yeah. And if he has a question,
oh, my brother's Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I can call Joe. Hang on, you guys got a question about offense? And let me FaceTime Joe quick.
God, the Bengals put up like 41 yesterday.
When we come back, head scratchers. Early break on the ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.